Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Today's program has a variety of offerings, including Fabio Biondi, the fabulous voice of Cecilia Bartoldi, John Camaro Parker, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin in style with some music by Andrea Gabrielli. Now, he was an Italian composer and organist of the late Renaissance. He did not publish most of his works during his lifetime, but luckily his nephew, Giovanni Gabrielli, did it after his untimely death. Now, it's beautiful music. So here is the London Brass and music by Andrea Gabrielli.
Thank you.
Wow. Took my breath away. That was the London Brass and music by Andrea Gabrielli. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a very celebrated Canadian artist. I'm speaking about pianist John Kamira Parker. Now, he was born in Vancouver and began his solo career very young, appearing with the Vancouver Youth Orchestra at the tender age of 5. He later studied at the Vancouver Academy of Music, eventually going on to none other than Juilliard, becoming one of the world's most sought-after soloists. He is also the recipient of numerous honors and awards, including the Order of Canada, the Gold Medal Laureate of the Leeds International Piano Competition, and he also had a command performance for the late Queen. But the list goes on and on. We're going to hear some stuff from what was a world premiere recording of a transcription of music by Stravinsky. From it, we'll be hearing music from the very provocative Rite of Spring. Now, of the recording, Parker writes, "Back in my college days, I discovered the Rite for the first time. The primitivism in the work held a special appeal to me as I began to discover the continuum of classical music that followed Bach, Beethoven, and Chopin. In particular, having growing up on, get this, Genesis, Rush, and Frank Zappa, I couldn't risk the appeal of its ever-changing rhythmic patterns. Playing the Rite at the piano, I am reminded of the day I saw an exhibition of Picasso's pencil sketches side by side with the finished paintings. Despite the absence of color, the angular power of the times had a greater impact." Those are the words of John Kamira Parker, and describing some of his inspiration in his transcription of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So, why not? Let's hear some excerpts. Thank you. Jan Camara Parker, a phenomenal performance, and that's from his piano transcription of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe that we have time for the regular installment of Oboe Music Time. Today, some music by Handel. Now, it is believed by some scholars that he composed his trio sonatos for two oboes and basso continuo in his youth, but there's always a polite, quote-unquote, scholarly dispute as to what the dates are. But no matter, they're beautiful works. And today, a performance by oboists Ingo Goretzky and Burkhard Glanzner.
Thank you.
Burkhard Glasner, joined by Ingo Goretzky, and that was Handel's Trio Sonata No. 5. The last movement makes me kind of want to go romping in the rain, so playful. This next artist made her professional debut at the age of 8 as a shepherd boy in Tosca. She came to prominence as a performer in her early 20s, and that, you know, back then was a tad unusual for an opera singer, and went on to become sought after the worldwide. She is the daughter of two singers themselves. I'm speaking of Cecilia Bartoli. She has since performed worldwide and has an extensive discography and is best known for her interpretations of music of Mozart and Rossini, as well as for her performance of lesser-known Baroque music. We're going to hear a classic. Today, music from Bellini's Norma. Here's Cecilia Bartoli.
Thank you.
there's always a performance that makes me cry on this show, and that would be one of them. That was Cecilia Bartoli and music from Bellini's Norma. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this next selection, it's up to snuff as well. It has a very romantic title, a stellar album cover, and of course, incredible musicianship. I'm speaking of Fabio Biondi's CD, which was released quite some time ago, but it was entitled The Poet Violinist. But I'll let the music speak for itself. Here's some music by Tartini. Music by Tartini, and that was a performance by Fabio Biondi. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. This next selection is a popular favorite. Gabriel Fauré's Pavane was written back in 1887, originally just for the piano, but the work took on a life of its own, and it was later orchestrated and eventually adding the option of a chorus to it as well, and it was dedicated to his patron, Elizabeth Contess Greffro. Now, the work has its rhythm from the slow professional Spanish court dance of the same name. We're going to hear an excellent performance by the Rotterdam Philharmonic. Enjoy. the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. And that was Forêt's Pavane. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to catch you next time. Till then. And do stay tuned now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next, an excellent show. Enjoy.